Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hasbro Toys announced today that there is no more Mr. Potato Head. It is just Potato Head. They want a gender-neutral potato toy. Headline brought to you by Dollar Bank. Get low home equity loan rates at dollar.bank. Jeff Hathorn, one half of the Jeff Capel Show, later tonight on The Fan. Jeff, were you a Mr. Potato Head fan growing up?
No, I never really was. More Legos and stuff like that. Not Mr. Potato Head, just too many parts to lose, right?
Is Lennox a Potato Head lover?
No, he does. He's like all, it's all trucks right now. All trucks. He does love his stuffed animals, which is kind of an odd juxtaposition for trucks, but it's mostly like take cars, put cars inside of semi-trucks, announce very proudly that you have done so. He started doing something yesterday, Jeff. This one scared us. He was in his crib and threw one of his stuffed animals out, then reached through the slats and pulled it up, and then realized he needed to just simply reach his other arm over the top to grab it and actually bring it in. We're big problems at the house.
Why is that?
Diffusing child. He's figured out child locks. I caught him halfway down the basement steps one day when I thought he was in his playroom. He opened the basement door and then just dude, he totally flexed on me a couple days ago. He opened the basement door, didn't even walk down, walked over to me and said, "Let's go to the basement." And then I realized that he had opened the door and then come to get me, like proving that he could do what he wanted to do. Anyway.
Oh, good luck.
Jeff, how do you think you'll handle the pit news tonight with Jeff Capel? How are you looking at this whole saga and situation right now?
So we're planning on discussing it in the first segment, discussing kind of where it stands, and you know we'll see how open Jeff is to it. But yeah, we will discuss it, and then we're going to have a couple of guests on as per normal, including Seth Greenberg. So,
Jeff, can you shed any, like, are you hearing any light? I mean, I think one of the things about the Tony press release is interesting to me. It's that Jeff, in the statement, Jeff Capel says, "We appreciate his efforts the past three seasons in our program and wish him well as he looks to continue to grow on." And then this is the part that gets me, and off the court. And I just wonder about the off the court stuff, because that's where we can see what happens on the court, right? And all the intrigue comes from what is happening behind the scenes that might precipitate something like this.
Yeah, I mean, let me start we'll start with Audis Tony. That surprises me. I mean, the steps that he's taken this year to get to where he's at from a scoring standpoint, he's always been described by Capel as that glue guy for this team. He plays hard. But I also think part of this is athletes nowadays. You're in a 9-9 season. Not going to go to the NCAA. It doesn't look like this year without a miracle finish. And I want an opportunity to play for a championship somewhere else.
I don't have any problem with that, by the way.
And, I mean, look, Oscar Tshiebwe did it on a top 15 team.
But I'll give you another one. I'll give you another one. Do people in this town criticize TJ McConnell from going from Duquesne to Arizona? I don't. He wanted to play for Sean Miller, and he wanted to get to an NCAA tournament. Duquesne hasn't been to one since the early 70s or whatever it is.
And, it's a growing issue or at least story in NCAA basketball is his portal and the free agency that exists currently in the NCAA. Now, the good thing about it is there could be options there for Capel to grab quickly of guys that are in that portal.
Do you get the sense that, like, these both of these guys leaving the program, though, might make Pitt a less attractive candidate for people in the portal, that there might be trepidation on the part of players? Oh, you know, two of their three leading scorers sure. left. Do I really want to go there kind of thing?
Well, number 11 keys that. You know, if Champagne is gone, then that really sets you back.
Well, what are you hearing on that? I mean, do you think
that? Well, it was very savvy of them to schedule St. John's for next year so the brothers could play each other, because that's something they've always wanted to do. A good move on their part by getting that game confirmed. However, his dad was at the game the other day, and they're getting bombarded with agents. And as of right now, Justin prefers to stay, but he's going to be willing to listen once the season is over. He doesn't want to listen to it now. He's trying to focus in on this season, which, of course, has taken a bad turn. But it's something that's going to happen right after the season that he's going to sit down. And I believe their family, when they say they really haven't discussed what's going to happen after this year, that they're just immersed into finishing this season. Now, of course, the dream is to play in the NBA, and that's where you want to be one day. And after you sit down and assess it, if he finds that this program isn't where he wants it to be, does he portal? Does he stick with it and try to help them out, or does he leave? I mean, that will be the decision. And let me say this about Xavier. I am not surprised at all. Capel has been throwing down breadcrumbs about Xavier leaving or them not wanting to be a part of this program all year. The couple of games in a row with technical fouls, and Capel even threw his hands up in the air publicly, and I know he feels the same way privately, as we've done everything to try to coach this kid. Mm-hmm. We've tried it all. And when he was recruited, I had heard that part of the reason that he didn't get as many offers as he did was because they were worried about an attitude problem with him. And now, you know, if you're Capel at the time, I think you take a chance and you think this guy has the on-court potential to help the program quickly rebuild. But now we're seeing the other side of that. And obviously his dismissal or leaving, however you want to put it, from the program.
Jeff, have you heard anything? One of the things that's interesting, too, about this is both these guys in the transfer portal, and so you go to Pitt's page and look at their roster, and they're both not listed anymore. And yet John Hughley is. Is he – because the way that story broke with Hughley, I just assumed he was done as a Pitt Panther, that he had played his last game. How do you understand his status with the program and future with the program, since obviously the future of this program is what people are concerned about?
They are not done with Hughley yet. They're waiting for the entire process to play out. Obviously, he's a key for them. He was, quite frankly, their best recruit, even though William Jeffress was a good get. I mean, Hughley was most NCAA ready of anyone in that class, although Femi Odekalie is starting to show a little bit in coming on, and now he's going to take a bigger role. But no, Hughley is not done. They're going to wait for this whole thing to play out. They believe there may be a detail or two in there that won't free him of the charges, but may it look differently than the way it looks right now.
Jeff, does it, in the outside, when people look at Pitt and say, this looks like a program that's in disarray right now, do you think that's a fair description of what's going on?
Yeah, I do. I think it's fair to say that, because two of your best three players just left. What it also is an opportunity for somebody that's in the portal, someone that's you know, in this coming freshman class, someone that's a grad transfer, there's going to be opportunities to play at the ACC level. And I think, you know, Jeff Capel decided he wasn't going to have any more of any of the issues, whether they're off the court or tempers on it, that he needed to clean his program of that element. That's a tough decision to make, because it's really going to hurt you in the short term. And, you know, ultimately we'll see how it builds out. But Capel's banking on getting these guys out and rebuilding a program, and hoping that with that transfer portal, to using it to his advantage and being able to get a couple of guys in.
Do you think he's committed to Pitt? Because there's no recruits for the next 2 years, but the contract's through 2027. And I don't know, like, I don't really think that there are going to be teams knocking down his door to hire him as a head coach away from Pitt. So, Like,
yeah, no, I don't see that. And I don't see Pitt making a decision here either because, I mean, nobody's making money in sports, especially colleges. And to have to pay a coach for years not to coach, I don't know if that's the, I don't know if that's the right decision for Pitt. And I'm not convinced that Capel isn't the right guy. Obviously, it's a really tough time right now, and what's going to happen over the next 6-7 months and who gets brought in here will really set the tone for if this works or if it's another 2 years and another coaching search.
I mean, I look at Capel and I think of him as sort of the kind of, you know, the best kind of guy they could get, a very visible guy, Jeff, somebody who has name recognition within the sport. Yep. Yeah, credibility. I mean, whether or not, you know, depending on the degree of success or failure that he's had at various places without Blake Griffin, you know what I mean? But I still don't look at Pitt as a place where coaches are saying, yeah, we want to come here. This is a basketball school. I look at Capel, if everything breaks right for him, and it hasn't so far, as maybe having a chance to put a little of that status back on them.
The first thing is, and I believe Capel when he says that he is not going to try to convince Champagne to stay just for his job and is going to try to help him make the right decision. But let's be real, he needs Champagne back next year. And if he can get a couple of guys that maybe want to play with that level that can be around for a couple of years, that's where they're going to have to start it. But unfortunately, while it looked like the program was taking steps forward, they're going to take a few more back and then try to go forward again.
Jeff, what should be the expectations of fans for Pitt basketball? Like, what kind of program should this ideally be, in your opinion?
It's a question we've been asking since Pitt joined the ACC, and they've pretty much struggled the entire time they've been in it. I think it's fair to say that they could be in that next group, behind North Carolina, behind Duke, behind Virginia, but maybe in that mix with, you know, NC State and Miami at times. I think they can be in that second tier. I think that's doable for this program. To think that they would be up in the echelon with Duke, Carolina, and the way Virginia has played.
But you would agree this is a bad year. Like, that even though it's still a program that's coming out of the Stallings fiasco, like, to be 5-8 and 9-9 overall, that was not what Pitt internally expected out of this team, correct?
No, especially with the way the season started when they were sitting there
at 8-2
in fourth place in the ACC and now have lost 7 of 8. And, you know, some of those games have been tight, but they lost the games, bottom line. And again, there's going to be some more pain before we see some more steps forward.
Is this it, Jeff? More transfers, or you think this is where it ends right now?
I'm working on that. Working on that. There may be another in this group, but I'm not 100% confident to say it yet. But there might be another before this goes forward.
Jeff Hathorn, check him out with Jeff Capel tonight at 6 on 93.7 The Fan. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, guys.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.